Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I'll give you a Reader's Digest condensed version. I'm dating myself. Most young people won't know what I'm talking about. They were abridged books. But I'll give you a small synopsis of John Huss's life. John Huss was a priest. He was the darling of his time. He was given a plum of an assignment where all the other priests and all the other churches had to preach and teach in Latin. He was able to teach in his own language, the Czech language. That was part of his call. He was an elite. He had a wonderful life. During that time, church and state were intertwined. And although it might have started out good, we do know that power corrupts. And power had corrupted the church. And so there were people in authority who decided that in order to fund wars, we had to come up with a good fundraising plan. And the fundraising plan was this: let's sell the forgiveness of sins. Because the people of that time did not have a Bible in front of them. They did not know about freedom. They did not know that God's grace was for all. And so the Pope sent out his agents to all the churches with indulgences, they were called, for sale. Now, if you were rich, this was really cool, because a little extra change in the plate, and you could go right up to heaven, skip purgatory altogether. But if you were in poverty, that little money you had, you would throw in the plate and go hungry to fund war. And Huss was having none of it. And so he began to preach. And he began to preach about the fact that this was not in the Bible, that this was wrong, that this was wickedness. And it would be fine if you're preaching about wickedness as long as it applies to somebody else. But when you preach about wickedness in high places and you affect the pocketbook, boy, are you in trouble. And so he was in trouble. And I think about giving up. Because at any point, no one would have blamed him for giving up, because to give up would not have affected him at all. He could have gone on with life. In fact, he would have probably been rewarded if he gave up, because he was a man of great influence. So if he said, you know, this is a good thing, my folks should go along with this, the powers that be would have rewarded him. But he was not about to give up. There are times we should give up. There are times when we're on the wrong path where we must give up. There's times in our lives, seasons in our lives, when we know that if we continue to go, that we're just going to expend all our resources, so it's time to call it quits. That's not a bad thing. We have to have wisdom when to give up and when to keep on. Well, Huss would not give up, and he continued to preach until he was told that he was excommunicated. Now, excommunication doesn't just mean you can't go to church. You can't receive the sacraments. You can't preach in our church. What it meant was if anybody offered John Huss any shelter, any food, they would be prosecuted as well. He continued to preach. And then the threat came that if he didn't get out of town, his building would be burned down. The church would be burned down. He knew that the powers that be could do it. In fact, one time there were three brave young men who went to different churches, and when the Pope's people came with their indulgences and stood up and said, we have forgiveness of sins for sale, they stood up and said, Master Huss says that's not right. And those three were beheaded in the streets. So John Huss did leave the area, but he continued to preach. He continued to write books. He continued to speak out until the emperor one day invited him to a special church council, kind of like our synods. And at that church council, he was to provide his views. And the emperor signed an edict to say he would be protected. He could go and present his views and come home unharmed, and he had it in writing. So he went. Now, his followers said, you ought not to go. This is a trap. But he thought that the emperor was good for his word, so he went to the Council of Constance, and a few weeks after his arrival, he was jailed. He was in a dungeon. And when the emperor protested, the powers that be said, but he's a heretic. You don't have to give your word to a heretic. About a year later, he was tried. And during the trial, they gave him an opportunity. They said, if you just say I was wrong, we'll let you go. Was that the time to give up and save his own life? But he said, no, I can't do that. And so as they're marching him to the stake to burn his body, he looked over and saw at the cemetery all his books being burned, his life's work being burned. And then as they're tying him to the stake, they said, we'll give you one more chance. Just say you're wrong. And he said, I can't do that. And so they burned him. And this man who was destroyed said these words, seek the truth, listen to the truth, teach the truth, love the truth, abide in truth, and defend the truth unto death. He could have saved his own life. He would have lived out his life in obscurity. His people would have felt that, well, he must have been wrong. But instead, because he died for his faith and he would not give up, we are sitting here today because of John Huss. Paul says it this way. Let us not grow weary in doing what is right. For we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. And I think of today, I think of all the things that distress me today as I listen to the headlines that are coming out every single day. And I want to do something, and I feel so helpless. I feel so helpless when I look at the children in Texas in the cages in the border, and it just breaks my heart. And I want to go down and take wire clippers, and I can't. And I think of the juveniles in the Wisconsin prison system. There's such abuse there, and I want to go to those prisons and say there's a better way to deal with our young people who are in trouble, and I can't. I would love to get a pill that could cure cancer, and so that the people I love can be healthy and strong, and I can't. I want to eradicate poverty, and I can't. So what can I do? Do I sit paralyzed? Do I say, well, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, so there's nothing I can do? But I can take care of the kids in Door County. I can make sure that they grow up to be wonderfully strong young people who are compassionate and who can change the world that I can send out to change this world. I can do something about the poverty here in Door County. I can give to the Angel Fund at Gibraltar so that the children that can't get free lunch can get lunch and can eat well. I can give to Door Cancer, who eases the burden of our cancer patients up here in Door County. I can give to the food pantries. I can work for justice right here with the people in front of me. And I can pray for the day when all of God's people have the food on their table and roofs over their heads and justice in their homes and in their community. We cannot do everything, but we can do something. And that's what God requires of us, that we will do good and we will not give up. We think we have it bad today, but the people whom Jesus was, that Paul was writing to, did not have a picnic of a life. Many of them could not survive without each other. Many of them, if they said the wrong thing, could lose their jobs. Many of them were living in terror for their lives in that period of time. And so the message that Paul gave to them at that time is the message we need to hear today. We need to do good in our context, in our time, and not give up, because in due season, there will be a harvest. It's not what people see. It's the accounting of God Almighty, who sees our work and gives to us the harvest. May we this week, as we strive to be God's people to a lost and dying world, do good, do what is right, and never give up until that day when we cross the threshold and God says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the witness and the strength of John Huss, that in the face of death he did not give up. And we ask, O Lord, that you would help us to always do what is right, to give away God's gifts and graces to everyone we meet. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.